Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Cohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to the highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. Hello, my friends. I wanted to get started right away. I hope everyone is having a great week. Like I said, what we're going to do is more of these full-length conversations where I'm trying to give you some actionable advice, things that you can take home, things that you can listen to, things that will provide value for your life. And so today, I want to talk about imposter syndrome. My question I want to ask you is, have you ever caught yourself thinking this way? These types of thoughts are common in those that experience imposter syndrome. This insidious affliction consists of pervasive and consistent thoughts of inadequacy, even when you've proven yourself to be entirely capable. It's like you can't convince yourself of how great you are, even when you really are. While everyone suffers from self-doubt on occasion, someone with imposter syndrome feels this way all the time. It doesn't matter how much you accomplish. You might win an Oscar for the leading actor, but you're still convinced you can't act. There are many people who feel this way. It's not limited to any particular demographic. Men, women, children, doctors, lawyers, teachers, custodians can all suffer from imposter syndrome. So my question is, do you feel like a phony? Do you find it hard to believe that people trust you? Do you regularly feel self-doubt regardless of how much success you have achieved? If so, this episode is perfect for you. By learning to manage your imposter syndrome, you can begin to see your life value and reach your ultimate potential. Your confidence will soar when you gain the necessary skills to deal with your self-doubt effectively. When imposter syndrome is allowed to exist, unchecked, it can severely limit your overall satisfaction in life. It can also hamper your relationship and career. Understanding imposter syndrome. The term imposter syndrome has been around for nearly 50 years. Back then, it was considered to be a feeling that the sufferer lacked the necessary competence to perform their job adequately. Even when the person had shown repeatedly that they did indeed have the skills, there are three primary qualities that those with imposter syndrome share. The feeling of being a phony. If you have imposter syndrome, you believe that you don't know what you actually do know. You think you're just faking it, and that others are crazy for assuming that you know what you're doing. Fear of being discovered as a fraud. Everyone with imposter syndrome worries of that dreadful day coming the day everyone finally figures out they're a fraud. It's believed that the underlying issue is one of standards. Those with imposter syndrome set standards that are far too rigorous. Setting more reasonable standards can help tremendously. The anxiety that arises from worrying about being uncovered as a fraud can be considerable. An inability to accept success as genuine. It's common to assign success to external factors such as luck, right price, right place, right time, or having the right connections. Having imposter syndrome makes it challenging to accept the idea that one's skills and expertise are the reason for success. It's also common to overestimate the abilities of others. If something is easy to accomplish for someone with imposter syndrome, their assumption is that it's easy for everyone, even when it's not. They fail to recognize that their knowledge and skills make it easy. How many of these qualities do you possess? Imposter syndrome has been around since the beginning of civilized man, but was only given a name 50 years ago. This is nothing new, and you're not alone. Many of the most successful people have struggled with feeling like a phony. There are a variety of opinions on the causes of imposter syndrome. There is a general agreement that both nature and nurture factors are responsible. If you like to blame your parents, you might find part of the explanation to your liking. Those that feel like an imposter tend to score high on traits of neuroticism. They are more emotionally reactive than most people. They also score low in conscientiousness. They are less disciplined and less organized than the average person. Those with imposter syndrome often have parents that set unreasonably high standards and focus more on failure than success. These are the kind of parents that want to know why you got a B in math but ignored the 5 A's on the rest of your report card. Your basic personality and upbringing can combine to create a general feeling of inadequacy. Those with imposter syndrome manifest their predicament in different ways. While there are no hard and fast rules, it's generally accepted that there are 5 basic types of imposters. Let's see which one most applies to you. So here's my question. What type of imposter are you? First one, the expert. This type of imposter believes they're lacking in the knowledge necessary to be successful. They spend a lot of time looking for new things to learn. They always seem to need to learn just one more thing, and then they'll have the confidence they need to apply themselves. Unfortunately, that day never comes. There's always something else they believe they need to learn. Gaining more knowledge or skills can be a form of procrastination. Or you can be the soloist. If you're a soloist, you avoid asking for help. You feel that you must do everything on your own. There are 2 reasons for this. You believe that you'll be exposed as a fraud if you ask for help, so you try to do it alone. You believe that a true expert never needs help, but it couldn't be further from the truth. While you think that receiving help means you've achieved nothing, in reality, experts get help all the time. Or you could be the genius. If you're this type of imposter, you believe that anything that requires hard work is something you don't do well. After all, an expert should be able to handle anything quickly and easily. Expert feels inadequate and a touch of shame if he can't complete a task easily. Or the perfectionist. The perfectionist is never happy. She or he sets impossibly high standards and confirms his or her lack of expertise by failing to attain them. If you don't actually attain the high standards, you believe that you would have done more. It's a no-win situation. And finally, the superhero. The superhero believes that he or she is incompetent when he or she compares themselves to their colleagues. They attempt to prove their worth by outdoing everyone. This is the person that works weekends when it isn't necessary and comes in early and stays late and skips breaks. Imposter syndrome can manifest itself in more than one way. While the root of the issue is always the same, how this is interpreted by each imposter can vary. So which type of imposter are you? There's a three-pronged attack to imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome won't go quietly into the night. A single approach is likely to come up short. It's important to deal with the beliefs you develop in childhood, your basic nature, and the current manifestations of those two items. Dealing with all three will provide the best chance for success. The issue of nature. Neuroticism is one of the primary components of imposter syndrome. Those that are neurotic have an innate tendency to worry, have a negative expectations of future, focus on personal shortcomings, and weakness and struggle to enjoy life in general. Addressing your neurotic tendencies can be very helpful with imposter syndrome and overall happiness. So I'd like you to try these strategies. First off, be mindful. There are two components to mindfulness. Keeping your mind in the present moment is the first part of mindfulness. Focus your thoughts on whatever you're doing in the moment or on some aspect of your immediate environment. Mopping the floor and thinking about your bills isn't being mindful. The second aspect of mindfulness is noticing your emotions and thoughts without judging them. This takes away the emotional charge. When you're feeling anxious, try to relax and notice how you experience the anxiety in your body. How does it feel? Imagine you're a scientist studying your anxiousness. How would you describe it? Just notice it and continue paying attention to it until it disappears. The second approach is to contemplate death. You might question the idea of thinking about your death, but it's actually quite liberating. Imagine you knew you would die tomorrow. Would you still worry about the same things you worry about now? You might normally worry about your finances, what others think about you, your level of attractiveness, your health, not being invited to the party, the weather this weekend. Would you still worry about these things if you knew tomorrow was the last day on Earth? Of course not. In fact, you'd probably go outside and enjoy the rain rather than hide inside your home. 99% of your worries would be instantly removed. There's really very little difference between knowing you're going to die tomorrow and knowing that you're going to die someday. It's all going to end at some point. So why worry? The third thing you can do is engage in positive self-talk. You can't experience neuroticism if you're not saying negative, doom and gloom things to yourself. Investigate how you speak to yourself and develop a habit of saying positive, encouraging things to yourself. This may take a lot of work, but the results are worth it. Or focus on the solutions. Those that worry a lot focus on their challenges and negative outcomes. Avoid thinking that way. When you're faced with something that concerns you, look for a solution and implement it. If there's no solution to be found, what's the value of worrying about it? Another way to go about it is to let go of trying to be perfect. If you feel the need to be perfect, the world is a challenging and scary place. When you need to be perfect, there's only one way that things can go correctly and an infinite number of ways that things can go wrong. The best baseball players in the world make $30 million per year and fail to hit the ball even 40% of the time. You don't need to be perfect either. And finally, get professional help. If these strategies aren't sufficient to soothe your anxiety, consider talking to a professional. You wouldn't try to replace your transmission or operate on your appendix yourself, so there's no reason you have to tackle this issue on your own either. Get help from a professional. Hey, my friends, I'm really excited to announce our annual self-discovery coaching series is happening now. If you've been stuck for a while, it's time to make some changes and enjoy a breakthrough in your life. It's easy to be stuck in a rut. The same thinking, routines, habits, and actions lead to the same mediocre results. Finding yourself, who you are, and what you want to be, it is the most important adventure a person can take in their life. But it has been seen many times that people often spend their entire lives not knowing who they are and what they want to be. In our 7-session powerful self-discovery coaching series, you will gain a newfound knowledge about yourself to bring focus, clarity, and depth to your actions, habits, decision-making, visioning, and goal setting. You will learn to align your life, priorities, and actions with who you really are. We are now accepting new applicants. Are you ready for a breakthrough? Are you willing to make the necessary changes to attain the life you've always wanted? Take control of your life and improve your results. Now is the time. Signups are happening now. Information on our self-discovery coaching series can be found in our show notes or by visiting yourwellnessyogi.com. Thank you. And now let's get on with the show. One of the five major personality traits is neuroticism. We all fall somewhere on the neuroticism scale, but those with imposter syndrome tend to reside on the higher end of the scale. While it's tough to alter your basic nature, there are plenty of enhancements you can make to your outlook on life and how you handle stress, worry, and anxiety. The issue of nurture. Let's face it. No one's parents study parenting for 4 years in college. There are no parents that are expertise until it's too late. It's only after your kids have grown that you have enough experience to parent correctly. A few lucky parents get it right, but it's 95% luck. Most parents leave something to be desired in their performance. This includes your parents. How to undo the damage of your childhood and feel less like an imposter? First of all, examine the harmful beliefs that you developed in childhood. What did you learn from your parents that is harming you today? List your harmful beliefs. Here are a few common examples. I have to be perfect. Anything less than perfection is failing. Mistakes and failures are bad. I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. I am powerless. I am not capable. I'm not important. Question the belief. The belief wasn't implanted in you. You assigned a meaning to your parents' words and reactions to your behavior. Maybe you drew an incorrect conclusion. Ask yourself these questions. What happened that led me to believe this? Try to pinpoint one or more events from your childhood. Is this the only reasonable interpretation? Were my parents trying to be helpful but took a wrong approach? What is the best, most helpful interpretation from the experience that led to this belief? Complete this process for all of your negative beliefs that contribute to your imposter syndrome. Try to tackle a belief or two each day. It could take a long time to get through them all, so get started today. Let's take a look at an example. Suppose a negative belief you hold is, perfection is the only acceptable result. Looking through your memories, you remember two times where you received this message loud and clear. There was a time you played a Little League baseball game and had a nearly perfect game. You played error-free baseball in the field. You hit two home runs and struck out once. After your game, your dad ignored all your amazing plays and asked you, "Why didn't you strike out the last inning?" Another time, you decided to help your mother by cleaning the living room. You did an amazing job, especially considering that you were only 9 years old. However, when your mom inspected your work, she pointed out that you failed to dust the TV. She never commented on the high quality of the rest of your work. What are some other interpretations of this incident? Let's come up with a few. My parents were jerks that didn't know anything about how to raise a child. My parents wanted me to learn from my mistakes, so they focused on those. My parents didn't want me to become complacent or cocky. My parents were just having a bad day. You would continue coming up with alternatives until you have exhausted all the possibilities that seem reasonable to you. Next, pick one of the most helpful interpretations that seems believable to you. Now, relive those experiences, but imagine your parents' response supporting your new belief. You can even change the words your parents say in your mind. Keep in mind that it's just not parents that influence your beliefs. It could be a sibling, other relatives, neighbors, or a teacher. Look for all the sources of the belief you have that make you feel like an imposter today. Dealing with the present. Your past beliefs and basic personality have led you to where you are right now. Dealing with those things allow you for the possibility of making changes now. Imposter syndrome won't go away easily. Once the past and your natural tendencies have been addressed, it's time to address the present with these strategies. First off, acknowledge the challenge of imposter syndrome in your life. This isn't an easy challenge to overcome, so it's important to recognize that it's causing issues in your life. List all the ways imposter syndrome is making you miserable. List all the ways this issue is holding you back and limiting your belief. List all the ways your life would be enhanced if you can work through it. How much happiness is it costing you? How much money is it costing you by limiting your opportunities? Next, draw attention to your success. Recognize your role in your success. You weren't successful just because you were lucky or knew the right people. Recognize your contribution to all the great things you've done. You might need to enlist the help of friends and family for this. Ask them to list your positive traits. Third, learn to like criticism. Most criticism can be helpful if you have the proper perspective. Each time someone offers a suggestion, you might be getting a great piece of advice. Not all criticism is given with positive intention, but that's just life. Some people are just negative like that. Fourth, redefine failure. Failure is only a temporary condition. It's a stepping stone to achieving your goal. Some things require a few tries. Sometimes you'll take the wrong approach and need to make a few changes. Imagine you made chocolate chip cookies and discovered that you didn't add enough chocolate chips. Would you break down and wallow over what a wretched chef you are? No. You just alter your recipe and add a few more chips next time. Failure is that simple. 5. Learn to let go of the need for external validation. This is a tough one, but a fully actualized adult can work for nothing other than their own validation. You're not a child anymore. You shouldn't need someone to be in awe of every little impressive thing you do. 6. Learn to override your feelings. Uncomfortable feelings stop us from all sorts of things, like sticking with a diet, going to the gym, asking someone out for a date, or applying for a job. This discomfort caused by imposter syndrome isn't a literal set of shackles that immobilizes you. You can override those uncomfortable feelings and go on to do what you intend to do. It just takes a little determination. Dealing with your past and your tendencies is a huge step in the right direction. However, there is the present set of challenges to clear up too. When you've approached the world a certain way for an extended period of time, you develop habits. Habits won't vanish just by resolving childhood issues. Resolving those issues makes change possible. I wanted to take a quick break and remind you that it is never too late to make a choice and decide to make lasting changes in your life and create the life you want and learn to live life on purpose. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle Life Quiz, our free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for a real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. So here is a 21-day action plan. In some cases, 21 days can be enough time to create a new habit. Whether you manage to develop any new habits or not over the next 3 weeks, you'll certainly create a lot of momentum and make some significant changes. Thought and behavioral patterns won't change easily, but you created your current set of thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. You can create a new set that serves you better going forward. Day one, the first step to ridding yourself of a challenge is to admit that you have a challenge. And the more motivated you are to rid yourself of it, the more likely you are to experience success. List all the ways imposter syndrome negatively impacts your life. List all the ways your life will be enhanced when you successfully overcome it. Write out a goal statement that you're going to stick with this 21-day process until it's complete. Day two, address the issue of your inner critic. Take notes for a full day during the work week and for a full day on the weekend. Make a list of the things your inner critic says to you and note when you're likely to say these things to yourself. Develop an alternative that you can say to yourself instead of use it. For example, if I fail at this, everyone will know I'm a fraud. Could be rewritten as, I'm going to focus on doing my best since that's all I can do. I am free of worrying about the opinions of others. Day 3. Set at least 3 goals that are made more challenging by imposter syndrome. These will likely be career or financial goals, but any type of goal will do. This will provide additional motivation for overcoming the challenges of imposter syndrome. It's important to have goals in general. Everyone needs them. Day 4. List your greatest strengths. Think back to your earliest memories and work forward to today. What are some things that you do well? List the things that you naturally do well and the things you've learned to do well. If you have an exceptional level of knowledge in a specific area, list that as well. Talk to friends and family and get their input too. Day 5. Visualize yourself free of any signs of imposter syndrome. Imagine yourself going through a normal day, free of any thoughts or behaviors related to imposter syndrome. Notice how good it feels. Imagine how great it would be to feel that way every day. Day 6. Go through your memories from earlier when you identified incidences from your childhood that contribute to your imposter syndrome. This time, however, imagine that you're an adult bystander witnessing the event. See the other person talking to the younger version of yourself. What would a reasonable adult conclude from that interaction? If you could address the younger version of yourself in private, what would you say to them? Day 7. Think about how you want to be remembered. What do you want to leave behind as your legacy? What do you want to accomplish? How do you want your children to remember their childhood? What do you want to experience? What are your long-term goals? Day 8. Develop affirmations for the things you identified in Day 7. Set up a schedule to repeat them to yourself. You might want to record them and play them on a loop. Day 9. List your greatest successes and how you contributed to those successes. Be fair with yourself. Ask a friend for help if necessary. Before you go to bed, plan out tomorrow in detail. You're going to need this tomorrow. Day 10. Spend a day being as mindful as you possibly can. Take the plan you made last night and stick to it. As much as possible, avoid thinking about anything beyond what you're doing in the moment. Whether you're taking a shower, driving, or writing a report, keep your mind on task. Your mind will wander constantly. Without any emotions, just bring your attention back to the task at hand. You'll be amazed by how much your mind wanders off task. You'll also be amazed at how relaxing it is to live this way once you gain some skill at focusing your attention. Day 11. Today is a day of gratitude. Noticing and being thankful for the positive people and things in your life can help to minimize imposter syndrome. Spend 5 minutes asking yourself what you're thankful for and write down the answers you receive. Day 12. How well do you handle compliments? Let's find out. Today, notice how you respond to your compliments. What do you think? What do you say? What do your reactions suggest? To give yourself the best opportunity to receive compliments, make an effort to look your best. Dress up a little. Spend some extra time on your grooming today. Day 13. Unleash yourself at work today. Pick one thing you've been holding back on at work because of imposter syndrome. Allow yourself one day to be free of concern and just do things the way you know they should be done. Notice how you feel at the end of the day. Notice everyone else's reactions. You'll likely find that you feel great and everyone else is the same as usual. Everyone is too busy to be overly concerned with you. Day 14. See if your diet is affecting your thoughts and mood. There seems to be more evidence every day that diet can greatly impact a person's mood, thoughts, and general outlook on life. Let's do an experiment for 3 days. Cut out all processed foods. This includes everything that didn't grow in the ground or in the ocean, come from a tree, or have eyes. Limit your beverage intake to water. You can have coffee or tea if you have a caffeine issue. It will be hard to determine the impact of your dietary changes if you're also battling caffeine withdrawal. Before you get started, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the following attributes: anxiety, focus, sleep, quality, energy, general happiness. After the 3 days are up, rate yourself again. What did you learn? Day 15. Find someone to mentor. This can be in any capacity. You can help out a high school student with algebra, teach someone to play the guitar, or mentor someone at work. Show yourself that you have valuable information to share that not everyone else in the world knows. Day 16. Reach out and find a mentor for yourself today. Those with imposter syndrome are filled with self-doubt. Get the reassurance that a mentor provides. You might not trust yourself to make a good choice, but you can feel more confident if a mentor agrees with you. Your mentor must be someone that you respect. It must also be someone that has the necessary expertise to help you. Be clear that you want to make recommendations on courses of action and receive feedback for your choices. Allowing your mentor to call all of the shots won't help you with your issues. Day 17. Embarrass yourself on purpose today. Show yourself that embarrassing yourself isn't the end of the world. You could accomplish this in a variety of ways. Wear mismatched shoes to work. Spill a drink at your desk. Drop a stack of papers while walking down the hall. Burp out loud. If your work environment is truly too unforgiving, head to the local mall and make a fool of yourself there. Wear something outrageous. Walk around and sing to yourself. You'll be surprised by how little others care. Day 18. Focus on providing value. Make today about everyone else. Rather than worrying about yourself, put your attention on serving others. Serve your bosses today in the best way possible. Serve your partner and children as best you can. Help your neighbors, coworkers, and strangers in any way you can. At the end of the day, contemplate what you've learned. Day 19. Write your eulogy. You're going to do this twice. First, write an eulogy that someone close to you might actually write. Second, write an eulogy that you hope someone will be able to accurately write about you. How do you move your life from that first eulogy to the second? What changes do you want to make in your life? This also reinforces the idea that your lifetime is limited. There's no time to worry about silly things. Day 20. Review your weaknesses. As someone with imposter syndrome, you might initially believe that you have a ton of weaknesses. Let's just see if that's true. Make a list of your weaknesses. Now go back through your list and think about the evidence you have that is actually a weakness that you possess. If you can't prove it, mark it off. Now, find a trusted friend and ask them if they agree with the list. With the items that remain, ask yourself if they negatively impact your life. If not, why worry? If they do, come with a plan to address them. You're not as weak as you thought. Day 21. Keep a journal. At the end of each day, make a note of all the things you've accomplished that day. Write out the times you felt like an imposter. Also, write about the times you felt good. What triggered the positive feelings you experienced? What triggered the imposter feelings? Moving forward, celebrate completing this action plan by doing something nice for yourself. Few people manage to stick with anything for 3 days, and you lasted 3 weeks, hopefully. Keep up the momentum you created by choosing tasks for yourself to complete for another week. Imposter syndrome can negatively affect every area of your life, if you let it. Make a commitment to yourself today to follow through on these strategies so you can let go of these untrue beliefs that limit you and cause you grief. You'll be glad you did. Thank you for listening, and remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com. And please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.